Grace in Arabic, it means if someone has done you a favor without you expecting or deserving it at all. The sacrifice of the parents towards their children is just a natural love, because we say the love of a mother towards her child, her children, is the manifestation of divine mercy and rahmah. By the way, grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings upon us without us paying anything to it and deserving it. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, that you can manipulate the nature the way that would suit you. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. All His graces, all His blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poured upon you, completed it on you. يَتْ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. Yet you see that some people keep complaining. I have a question for you. Please reflect on this later on. Go back home tonight, review your life, however your life is, and ask yourself, are you a nagger? Are you the type of person that you keep nagging? Why God? Why me? Why this is happening to me? People like this, they are not shakirin. Shakir is the one who appreciates. Kafir is the one who is not appreciating. Kafir is the one who drinks the water that God has provided for free, yet he denies the provider. Kafir is the one who goes to the fish market, buys the fish, not realizing that the fish in the ocean were provided free by the Creator. It's humans selling them to each other. Kafir is the one who takes the blessings of God. Someone gives him a glass of water, say thank you. But God provided the actual water, he doesn't say thank you to God. Quran says, God says, then he is kafir. He is unappreciative. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says that it is impossible for me to be grateful to you, Ya Rab, because shukri iyyak yahtaju ila shukr. If I want to open my mouth and say Alhamdulillah, I need another Alhamdulillah for ability of being able to say Alhamdulillah. Day and night, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing the sajda, weeping and crying. And she says, I went to the Prophet, said, Ya Rasulallah, what are you doing to yourself? The Prophet says, Afala akuna abdan shakura? Am I not supposed to be grateful? So the more awake, the more vigilant we are, the more we're supposed to be grateful to God. The more we're supposed to do sajda to shukr constantly. I know one lady, rahmatullah alayha, she passed away. No matter what in her life, every time you ask her, she said, Alhamdulillah, please do me a favor. When you go to Mashhad, you go to Karbala, you go to those holy places, if possible, please, all what I need from you, 2 rakat salat shukr on my behalf. When I consider some of the blessings that he has bestowed upon me, and I don't deserve any of them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always saying Alhamdulillah, happy days or sad days. So remember this phrase from the Prophet, you succeeded in what you wanted to do, you achieved something, Alhamdulillah. It seems that you failed, again, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Because this is Quran says, ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina, zahiruhu min qibalihi al-adha wa batinuhu fihi al-rahma. Quran says any hardship in your life, it looks like torturing you. It looks like difficult. Why am I going through this, God? God, really, it hurts. God says, if you read between the lines, inside it, there is a mercy for you. There is a benefit for you in it.